And the final hour of the show at 6:03, time for the 2016 year-end clearance sale, jacuzziofsacramento.com. And I also want to point out that you still have time to get to Mango's at 1930 K Street in Sacramento tonight, 7 to 8, to join the Sports 1140 Street team. They'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Monster Energy's Aftershock. You can go to khdk.com for more information. I am in Las Vegas. Doug Christie is back in Sacramento, and Ed Graney, he's in Vegas, too, because he's a sports columnist from the Las Vegas News Journal. Ed, Grant Napier, and Doug Christie, I really appreciate you coming on the show. How are you?
Guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So with the news today, and this is a very fluid situation, if you were a betting man, and we are in Vegas, so I can use that terminology, give me the odds on the Raiders moving to Vegas. Do you think it's likely?
I do. A year ago, I would have laughed at that if I even suggested it, and people would have laughed at me, but... You know, I wrote in the paper today, I truly believe it, that governors don't call special sessions if they don't think they have the vote. And Sandoval has been very good at getting the votes on his special sessions. A lot have been near unanimous. No one thought this would be, given the tax money that's involved. But I think when it goes to the assembly starting tomorrow, he might not have the votes at 8 a.m., but on Friday in the afternoon, I think he'll have the votes, much like with the Senate, where he had to switch some good Democrats over, but he got it done through lobbyists and through probably some deals. And I do. I think next week I'm going to be in Houston where Mark Davis is going to present to the owner of the stadium deal and say he wants to go to Vegas.
Wow, Ed. So clear this up. Thursday, which is tomorrow, the state assembly will vote. Is that correct?
Well, they get it tomorrow. So the Senate passed it yesterday, and then they took yesterday at sundown and today off for Yom Kippur, and then they come back. So given how long it took an assembly or in the Senate 2 days and how much those guys talked, given there's twice as many in the assembly, I would think everyone's going to have their say on this when it's this much tax, $750 million. So I'm thinking Friday afternoon that they will call the vote. Like I said, yesterday the Senate recessed and they said it was going to be for half an hour. And 3 hours later, they called him back in. And you knew when they called him back in, he had the vote. So my guess is on Friday they will break at some point, and when they come back in there, he will think he has the vote.
What do you see as the biggest obstacle right now for this coming to fruition?
Well, it's always going to be $750 million in hotel tax. And while, you know, the argument on their side is it's not direct, you know, myself and others can make the argument it's indirect. It might not affect me or my neighbor strictly in my pocketbook, but essentially it does because you could use that money for other things. And people have thrown out, obviously, the ones you always hear, schools, fire, roads, mental health care, all of which is needed in Las Vegas. So that's the stumbling block, but I think how they turned senators was the promise of jobs creation and the promise of influx of money. What they're going to have to prove, and look, all of this is a leap of faith. Nobody knows in 4 years what's going to happen, but they're going to have to prove that what they're saying, that Las Vegas is different from all the other places that have lost on stadiums. It's different because of the tourism. It's different because it's an entertainment city. It's a destination city. They're going to have to prove that. They can't. You can say it, but you can't prove it. And that's what they're banking on turning these, you know, assemblymen, and it's like they turn the senators, that they will say jobs creation and that it will influx this many hundreds of millions back into the economy.
Well, is a stadium going to be shared with UNLV?
Yes. So the Raiders will have first right refusal on all scheduling, and UNLV is second in line unless, you know, as they said, a huge, huge concert a year out, but they don't expect many conflicts. So UNLV will play their home games there. Mm-hmm. There's wording in the contract that, you know, UNLV is a leap of faith here. They will likely have to pay some form of rent. They are telling them they're going to get parking and concessions and tickets and, you know, maybe fee licenses and in a year and when they start, you know, winning more than 3 games a year in football. But all of that's a leap of faith. There's nothing in writing proving that. So even in 4 years, we're going to have a different governor. The Stadium Board Authority, no one has any idea who's going to be on that. You know, and everything's going to be different in 4 years. So UNLV is going into this hoping handshake deals now comes to fruition when this thing is built.
All right, so we've got all of the issues that you just discussed. End of the day, let's just say that the money's there. Mark Davis, as you said, makes his presentation. Based on who you've talked to and how you're feeling as it relates to the NFL and gambling and the NFL having a team in Vegas, what are the obstacles there in your opinion?
Well, I think Davis is in good stead because the only guy who really seems to have an outwardly issue about it is Goodell, and he doesn't get a vote. And I tell people this all the time, you can hate people like Jerry Jones and Bob Kraft and these people all you want, but they're the ones with juice in the room, and they want them in Vegas, and they've said it time and time again publicly. So when the door's closed, if Jerry Jones wants to come to Vegas, he's going to get the 24 votes.
That's why the Rams are in. That's why the Rams are in L.A. right now.
Exactly, and that's why the Raiders aren't, and that's why the Chargers got second right refusal there. I mean, he has the most juice because I think they believe he's the one who knows how to make money, and he's going to, at the end of the day, you know, fatten their bottom line. Goodell never wants it in Vegas. I have my own feelings about him. I mean, he is as hypocritical as they come when it comes to the gambling. His league lives off gambling. His
exactly.
league lives off fantasy football.
Exactly.
That is his league. You take away gambling in the NFL, it's not the NFL. It's just the football.
Exactly.
So, you know, you go to NFL.com and tell me what the first thing you see is. It's not player reports, it's the fantasy. So he has this kind of hypocritical stance for whatever reason, I don't know, about Vegas. But I think I've talked to Mr. Hunt from Kansas City. Obviously, Jones talked about it, Kraft. They understand it's regulated. They understand it's not the witchcraft that Goodell seems to want, you know, people to believe. And at the end of the day, guys, if Mark Davis has a stadium, I don't know how many times you can tell him no without him doing what his dad did and just saying, you know what, I'll sue. How many times can you say, you know what, we're not going to give you the same revenue stream. We're not going to allow you to have a new stadium because we want you in Oakland where you just obviously haven't been able to get a deal done. So I think when he goes with the stadium on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I do think it'll pass, obviously, they won't vote for relocation until January. I think at that point, Jerry Jones closes the doors and people say, look, this is what we're doing. And he has come out strong to us publicly. He is on the record. And like I said, you know, there's no middle ground with Jerry Jones, but he gets things done in those rooms.
Well, Ed, can you break down the money for us? So who is going to have to pay for what? Are the Raiders going to have to pay for some of that stadium? Is it all state, UNLV chipping in? How does that break down to get that thing built?
Sure. So $500 million comes from the Raiders, and a lot of that's seat licensing and loans from the NFL. So, you know, I don't think it's Mark Davis writing a check for $500 million. People wonder if he has $500 million to write, but it won't come all from him. But the Raiders side is $500 million. The Adelson family, Sheldon Adelson, the Sands Corporation, his family puts in $650 million, and then the tax is $750 million over 30 years on the bond. Anything over that $1.9 million, the Adelson family pays. So if it goes over that or anything, infrastructure, you know, costs overruns. I mean, you can build things fast in Vegas, as we saw with T-Mobile Arena. With the
sure.
weather, it's not taking 4 years once they hit ground. So, but if there are overruns, if they hit snags on infrastructure and you know, overpasses and all that, then the Adelson family's on the hook. So that's how you get to $1.9 billion. I think they hope it's less than that, but that's the number they're floating.
We're talking with Ed Graney. You just mentioned the T-Mobile Center. I'm looking forward to checking it out tomorrow for NBA basketball. But, of course, we're now exactly 1 year away as this is opening night in the National Hockey League. And next year on this night, the Las Vegas team will have their first game here. Give me your thoughts. How do you think the National Hockey League is going to work in Las Vegas?
It's a great question, and I don't know. I always thought they'd be the guinea pig. You knew they'd be the first one in. Because they're kind of, if we want to be honest about it in terms of stability and fan bases and markets and everything, they were going to be the first one to try it.
Right.
If they succeed, I could see the NBA one day coming. Silver is opposite of Goodell when it comes to gambling. He's completely forward-thinking, and he knows about gambling and what really the ills of it are and the positives are. But they're going to sit back and watch this NHL team. Now, in the first 2 years, it's going to be great, and they're going to stink. But it doesn't matter because it's the first team in, and there's 15,000 season tickets sold already. But Vegas is like anywhere. In 3 or 3, if they're not making the playoffs and they stink, it might be half full. It is an incredibly beautiful arena. I think you'll agree because it was built for hockey. Now, they can have basketball there, and I think, you know, obviously they're going to have basketball, college, and pro there. But it was built for hockey in terms of the shape and going straight down. It's a beautiful arena. When you're over there, you know, you can slap the owner upside the head and tell him to get a nickname and logo. That's kind of overdue.
Yeah, but, isn't that coming out next month? Isn't that going to be next month?
Yeah, the big announcement is November 18th, and it's either the silver, gold, or desert nights. I don't know where gold comes
wow.
from. Silver and gold. Silver and desert, you can explain away. Where gold
wow.
comes from, I don't know, but it'll be one of them.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you taking the time. I hope you don't mind if we check in with you from time to time, because obviously this is a huge story in Vegas, but it's a huge story where we're from in Northern California.
Anytime I'm available. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Ed Graney. Right now it is 6:12, time for the 2016 year-end clearance, jacuzzi of Sacramento.com. And, Doug, I want to let everybody know about the Downtown Chowdown, because Sports 1140 is bringing food and music together with Downtown Chowdown October 29th from 10 to 4. And it's going to be on Capitol Mall in downtown Sacramento. Enjoy over 300 food trucks and vendors, a craft beer garden, and performances by the Goo Goo Dolls, Thompson Square, and Nelly. Tickets on sale now at KHTK.com. So, Doug, we only have about 45 seconds left. I think the Raiders are going to end up in Vegas. Do you?
Yeah, after hearing him, Grant, I really do. I think that this is something. And, you know, what he said is the guinea pig is the NHL. That's big because other, you know, NBA, Major League Baseball, everyone's going to sit back and watch it. And now with the NFL coming, I really think they're headed there.
All right, Grant Napier with Doug Christie, Sports 1140. DK.
Hello, you are listening to Sports 1140 KHD Craig. This is the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie, and of course I am Doug Christie. And again, I don't know what they're thinking, but they gave me the mic for a few minutes, and I get to have a little fun. We've talked a lot of stuff today. I mean, we've been all over the place. Unfortunately, in the NLDS, the Giants lost last night 6-5 to the Cubs and went down 3-1 in the series. So the ALCS, the championship series, will be starting on Friday. That'll be Cleveland and Toronto. And the NLDS is tied at 2-2, the Dodgers and the Washington Nationals. And that'll be tomorrow, Thursday at 8 p.m. And then that will be set. And also Thursday night football, Denver and San Diego. So we will have a lot to talk to you guys about tomorrow. We'll be able to hear all of your takes and what you would like to talk about, as well as Kings-Lakers tomorrow from Vegas. That is where Grant Napier is now. I'm sure he's enjoying Vegas and not giving a care about me right now as I'm in the studio. He's left me here all by myself, but we are having a blast. And, you know, the Kings, as I look at the Kings, I am really liking what I see. Coach Yeager, they have filled a roster. I love that they've filled the two-guard position with Aaron Aflalo. Matt Barnes brings a fantastic and well-needed defensive presence, which I think is going to be great. We know what we have in DeMarcus Cousins, an absolute all-star center and a stud that is going to require double teams. So, looking at what Vlade and Coach Yeager have done, I am digging it. I am liking it. I will be watching and tuning in tomorrow to see what the Kings can do against NBA talent, because they are playing against the Lakers. D'Angelo Russell, that will be a matchup that we will be able to see Ty Lawson and see how he's matching up on that side of the ball. But it's always nice to play against the Lakers in Vegas, preseason or not. As you guys can remember, it can get a little testy in the preseason. But this is going to be a time where we watch the Kings grow into hopefully something truly, truly special with the new Golden One Center and everything that we have going on in Sacramento. Now we need, for first-class fan base, we need a first-class product on the floor, and I think that we are definitely, definitely heading in that direction. As you listen to us on Sports 1140 KHDK, the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie, and I am Doug Christie, it just sounds crazy for me to say that as Grant trusting me and allowing me to step out on my own. It's been fantastic the last couple of days as we talk Raider football today with Lincoln Kennedy. Touching base with him was great. I didn't know that he watched me play basketball as in my younger days at Green Lake. For you, those of you out there who don't know, I am from Seattle, Washington, and he went to the University of Washington. So that was fantastic. We talked also about the Raiders and the fact that they may be moving to Vegas. And as we look at this and it gets closer, you guys, it looks like it may well just happen. I mean, when you start talking about, you know, $1.9 billion and people putting in $650 and $500 million, things are starting to move in that direction. It is getting serious. Also, we talked about the 49ers. For all the 49ers fans out there, Colin Kaepernick will be your starting quarterback this week. This will be interesting to see how they fare. I'm not really sure. My take on it is I'm thinking that Cap is going to do some things, and I think that he is going to do okay. But Grant, on the other hand, says not so much. He thinks that he is going to fall flat on his face. So we will be tuning in and watching for everybody out there. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will be back at you tomorrow, and we will be coming strong again. You're listening to Grant Napier Show on 1140 Sports KHDK with Doug Christie. Tune in. Check us out. Until then, peace.